expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Another episode, another show here at the Might Radio Show. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We got a great show for you today. We're going to pray and get right into what God has for you. I'm excited because once more again, I have the opportunity to equip and to train my people. And of course, I've been enjoying this whole new way of life, man, of just trusting and believing God day by day. Oh, Lord, these things I pray to keep me, Lord God, daily, to keep me daily and watch over me. We do give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to my wife and family, to KOM, to M318. So glad once again to be here on this beautiful, beautiful day. And of course, there's always something when people think because you have a little struggle that is not God, but I've come to find out that a lot of things that happen in our life that's not always like we like it. It's the way that God wants it to be, and because the struggle is just as good as the answer itself. So I don't want you to miss what God is doing in this hour. Let's get your Bibles and let's get moving. And you know, we're in the middle of my book challenge. We're in the middle, and I'm not afraid. I'm still believing God, and many of you who watch me on Facebook Live, AI 237, and also through my other radio broadcast, EternalLifeTV.com, I am pre-selling my book, which is called 177 Laws of Might. And you might have seen this form here. Okay, that's the form showing on my Might Show. That's the form that I'm taking orders all day today. And so many of you who join your faith with me, I'm thanking God for you, thanking that you have not given up on me. I want to thank God that you are standing with me in faith, giving honor to the Spirit of Christ, also to my President CBJ, to my spiritual pastor daughter, Pastor Sharon Huntley Houston, and to all those that gathered today to hear me teach, preach, and equip. Thank God for Brother Terry, another supporter of mine. I don't take lightly people who support Pastor McDuffie. I pray for you continually that you really understand the power of supporting somebody. It's important to understand that. And a lot of times when people begin to say, Pastor McDuffie, one day I plan to own my own business. One day I plan to send my kids to school. One day I plan to do this. One day I plan to do that. And I always look at what you do presently under someone else's leadership. How do you take care of somebody else's stuff? Are you consistent? Are you really excited about serving somebody else? If those qualities or those things are not in order, then when it's time for you to get blessed, when it's time for you to step out, the same fruit that you cause of someone else, that's how it follows you. So inconsistency, making promises you don't keep, saying you're a member, but you're not doing what members are supposed to do, then when you finally get ready to get out to do your own, you get the same harvest. It's going to follow you the same way. As you do unto others, so shall it come unto you. So, as you know, I got the book that's coming out pre-ordered today. It's 177 Laws of Might. And of course, there's a release date that's coming out. As you know, I've been pushing this for the last 3 months. And I'm telling you right now, this is the time to go on my page and order the book, 177 Laws of Might. And this is what has been happening lately. Hello, Might Live. It's not just one person ordering one book. It's one people ordering 5 books, one people ordering 10 books. People come back and do it over and over because they know the book is going to be lit. The book is going to have some great things in it. And I've been talking all day about two of the chapters. There were 3 chapters. One chapter in the book I deal with Might 120, which is a special drink that I kind of formed and put together that helps your blood cycle because your red blood cells run a cycle of about 120 days. And your cells, of course, die and they recreate. And they recreate and they come back to life based on the food, based on your drink, based on your stress level that will determine the strength of those cells. And so you want to always keep yourselves nice and strong. Hello, cousin Lorraine. God bless you. Hope you will purchase one of my books. I'm asking the everyone to make a $25 seed faith offering into my ministry. And that would include a copy of my book set aside just for you. The first 177, your names will appear in the first page of my book. You'll get the credit as the first 177 that supported me. So far, we up to number 120. And because people are receiving what I'm saying, looking for Michelle Billups to support me to purchase one book of $25. I wonder, Michelle, could you post and say, McDuffie, I'll get a book. Cousin Lorraine, I want you to say, I'll get a book. Brother Danny, he's my engineer. He's, the founder of www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And, of course, of him, I'm on DDV Radio. So I do shout out to Brother Danny and his great leadership of Blue, all right, the independent voice of law enforcement. And I continue to pray for him. I pray for Blue. I'm thanking God for the working relationship between Blue and the faith-based community. And I'm so glad I'm not moved by political parties or moved by people trying to persuade me who to support, who not to support. Everybody is a person. Everybody gets a chance. And I'm so glad I'm wise enough to discern the difference. God bless you, Brother Terry. Thank you. I made the 177. Yes. Yes. Awesome. I made you. You sure did, Brother Terry. Terry stepped in. He's part of the 177 group. And we only got a little number between the 120 and the 177. I wonder if I can get 40, 50 of you today to say, McDuffie, I want to order a book. And I'm not sitting around waiting. And many of you took one copy. Somebody came back, bought two. One of my supporters gave a check and bought $250 worth. And so I'm not sitting around begging people. I'm giving you the opportunity to get a hold of a book that can change your life. It's 177 Laws of Might. And my goal is to pre-sell 500 books between now and tomorrow. I really believe that. Between 120 and 500. And some of you watching me can join up and say, McDuffie, give me a couple of books. I want to get a hold of this book. This book is about 318 pages long. It is a book about leadership. It deals with some historical things that happened in our nation's history from 2009 up to the present. I deal with Barack Obama as president, George Bush as president, and Donald J. Trump as our present president. I deal with the winning strategies. I do not endorse candidates. I do not jump on the bandwagon and tear someone down just because they're in power. I look at the good and the bad and the ugly, take out the good, learn from the bad, learn from the ugly, and I apply it to my life. And so it's been quite successful. In my book, I got some great chapters. I deal with Flight 1549, Flight 447, and Flight 1549. No, Flight 1549, Flight 447, and Flight 3407. I deal with birds, ice, and thunderstorms. Oh, you can't miss this stuff. I deal with the 3 pilots, how one survived, the others died due to the lack of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I also deal with Superstorm Sandy. Why was it so powerful? How the Superstorm Sandy teaches us about life, about the eye of the storm, the culminating factors, and why was Superstorm Sandy so dangerous, and why was it the 4th costliest storm on American soil? Glory be to God. I deal with SEAL Team 6. I think should be called SEAL Team 7. I talk about the power of concealment, flying underneath the radar, the law of stealth, able to deal with the heart and mind connection. I deal with 3 famous fictional stories we've heard our whole life. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Cinderella, Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer deals with don't cover up your gift. Don't cover it up. Glory be to God. Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs deal with taking back your authority, taking back your kingdom, relationships, connecting with people. Sometimes relationships you have has nothing to do with romance, have to do with finance, have to do with connectivity. I deal with also the story of Cinderella. Your rejection is your promotion in reverse. Also deal with, of course, the story of the Titanic, how the ship collapsed on the 100-year anniversary. I deal with the, I think 2010 was the anniversary of 100 years where this ship went down because the captain did not take heed to the warnings that there were icebergs under the water. And he that don't take heed sometimes will burn and crash because they're hard-headed. I'm on this show today, www.mikebroadcastddv.com, every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we're going to have a good time today. Michelle Billups, need you to order a copy or two. My cousin Lorraine Hopkins, order a copy of two. Only $25. Thank you, Brother Terry. Pastor Sharon Huntley Houston have already ordered 10 copies. And my people, my M318, don't like a lot of public praise. They hate public praise, but part of me being a leader is to give people public praise. To Reverend Pine Powell, one of the most fierce preachers you'd ever meet. She is this black female. Power to her and her leadership. She, of course, is the head of the staff, of course, of Miss Dr. Eileen Schaefer. And Pam Powell is a tremendous woman of God from the Calvary Baptist Church. Her senior pastor is the Randall Moses Lassiter. And Pamela Powell has been preaching this gospel for a while. She did a 3-night revival for my church back in probably the early 2000s. And I don't forget who's been a blessing to me. So Pam Powell, if you can order a copy of my book, 177 Laws of Might, that would be highly appreciated. This is the form. It only costs $25, and I'm looking for the first 177. My president, Crystal, is, of course, posting the information. I'm going to be talking about the book today on this show and also dealing with the Bible so I can get people ready before trouble comes, because I realize a lot of us are in trouble, stay in trouble, or fall to trouble because we're prepared before the day of trouble. There's a scripture in the book of Ephesians that says, put on the whole armor of God before the day of trouble. In the battle of Ziklag, when David and his men were devastated because the Amalekites came in and burnt the city and took away the women and took away the children and took away David too wide, they would cry until they could cry no more. And the Bible says that David was greatly in distress, which is really the term, greatly depressed. And of course, the people got together and talked about stoning him or get rid of him or firing the pastor. Y'all get that next week. And because they didn't like that they were following him while their families got in trouble. And the Bible says that David did something that we need to understand. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And there comes a time, Pastor Powell, there comes a time, Johnny Perry, there comes a time, Keisha, where you got to encourage yourself. I can't wait for someone else to clap for me. I can't wait for the choir to sing the song. I can't wait for the organist to go dun, 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 dun. I got to get in the mirror myself and say, Michael, you can do it. You can make it. You can sell those 500 books. You can go out there. You can make a difference. You could be the first black multimillionaire out the city of Patterson. You can do it, Pastor Mike, with your braids and your hair, with your little cute little gray and your little beard, and you looking below 40 years old, though you're 55. You can do it. So you got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord, and don't allow anyone to take you off course. I'm trying to tell you, and this is why I've learned in this life, you got to carry your own amen, you got to carry your own hallelujah, you got to carry your own self, and don't give too much power to Facebook. Don't let them feel that your enemy's got that much power over you. You know, I don't mind confessing your faults. Glory be to God. Hello, is this Joni McDuffie or Jamie? Jeannie McDuffie. All right, it's a cousin here. I guess it's my cousin. Cousin, this is you? All right, let me see. I'm looking at this. This is Joanne McDuffie. Amen. It's a family member. God bless you, cuz. Amen. Hello, Zanetta. Stay in that gym, girl. Stay fixed. Stay fixed. You are the greatest mother in the world. Go, girl. May God bless and keep you. Joanne McDuffie, you are part of my family. Thank you so much. I'm asking each person to purchase the book. Jeannie, Zanetta. And thank you for you saying, I got a book. And everyone that posts, I'll get a book. I'm going to stop and pray for you. That's what I do. If you post on my page right now on Mike Live, I want a copy of that book. If you post that, I'm going to stop and pray over you. That's what God told me to do. I'm going to do it. And each person who filled this form out, you'll go on our mailing list. And when the book comes out, and I'm believing God this month, August, I'm going to have a party. Finger food served. We're going to have a little music. I'm going to share about the book, and I'm going to autograph all the books, but the top priority comes to my first 177. So when my book of books come in, I'm believing for 500, The first 177 is set aside for those who move quick when I ask them to move. So I'm going to be sharing some of these truths, sharing some of the stuff that's in my book, and I'm going to continue to talk and advertise it. And so we're going to take our first break first, because I'm at my halfway mark. It's about 2:23. Well, in 2 minutes, we're going to take our break. And I want to pray first that everyone that tunes in and posts, may God bless and keep them. I want to pray for them. Now, when I come back from the break, we're going to go to the book of Genesis. I want to show you some health techniques. I want to also show you about why you got to get yourself prepared before the day of trouble. So if you're watching my show, Zanetta, Maria, Miss McDuffie, whoever watch my show, if you take heed to the information, if you buy the book and you start to love the book, your life will be totally changed. I'm going to share principles with you about why I do not look 55 years young, why I do not look my age, and I know I don't. And folks say I do, they just player hating, all right? Because I know I was in a car with two of my customers today, and both of them said, there's no way you 55 years young. We're thinking you may be early 40s. For you to say you have a 35-year-old son, my son Tawan will be 35 in October, which is, I think, 4 days difference from my wife. And he'll be 35, and I'm 55. So don't look it, don't feel it. I still got to work my back out. Still working on my Dunlap disease. My stomach Dunlapped over my belt, but I'm working on that. So we're going to take our first break. Thank you for tuning into www.mikebroadcastddv.com, the Mike Radio Show from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We'll come back after the break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to DDV Radio, and you're tuning in to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I come to you every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, praying blessings and teaching kingdom. This is the Mike Radio Show. I'm also pushing my book, 177 Laws of Mike. I'm looking for pre-orders, 500 of them, and 177 of you took that plunge, took that challenge, and joined your faith with mine. So when I have my book signing party in the month of August, I'm believing you're going to be invited out first in line. I'm going to autograph your book, and your name is going to be inside the book on the first page. And my second level of support are the other that make up the number 500. And so I'm praying for each person to sow that seed of $25, at least one book. Maria, I think she done bought like 5 books. Pastor Sharon, I bought 10. And a good friend of mine, Steve Olympio, have bought like close to 20. Steve, my brother, Mr. Reyes, also bought about 10 books. And these are people, they don't have to ask all the questions. What's the book about? You know, how long is the book? They just said, Pastor Mike asked for it. God bless. We support them. That's all they say. They don't go through all that stuff I get from people. Questions. What's the book about? What do you care about the book about? I've been doing this for 38 years. You already know me. I'm going to teach you something that's going to help you. And I'm going to ask you just to sow the seed to support me. And so I'm going forward with this thing. So all day while I'm doing my limousine service today, after I come off the air, I'm going back to work. I'm staying on Mike Live. I'm going to be teaching, preaching all day. And so this is what God led me to do. And so I'm going to continue. And those who post book support, I stop and do a special prayer just for you. I do a special prayer. If God gives me a word, I'll prophesy. You're not buying a word. You're not buying a word. What you're doing, you're honoring the prophetic mantle that's on my life. When I ask you to sow seed, move and watch God move. Go with me quickly, and I want to give you a word about the power of health and nutrition. The rest of this day, I'm going to be looking at some other things in my book that deals with hurricane Superstorm Sandy, which really wasn't a hurricane because it dropped beneath the 74 miles per hour speed zone when it got to our part of the country. It was a superstorm. It had all these accommodating factors. But I want to show you something in Genesis chapter 1 and why when God begins mankind off, he starts talking about what does it take to multiply. And I'm going to show you something I think we've missed when it comes to health and nutrition that God already said ahead of time. I gave some free advertisement to a company called Balance of Nature. And if many of you who, if you go to balanceofnature.com, and you may call them up, and I have not taken this product yet, but I am a firm believer of fruits and vegetables. And I think this guy, I think his name is Dr. Howard, he has created a product where he brings what he called a perfect balance of fruits and vegetables that the body need on a continual basis. I like the radio show because he doesn't make it sound like his product is the only one and that if you take his product, you'll be healed of everything. He gives a nice balanced approach to bringing a product to the table that's been quite effective and efficient for his patients. And he's from the medical profession and he presents the holistic profession and brings it side by side. And he talked about the power of fruits and vegetables. And I'm looking at this product to be a blessing to my father Isaac and my mother Ruby, who is up in age. And I want them to get the things in their body that they need. So I highly recommend the balance of nature, the fruits and vegetable tablets. I highly recommend that. And I might even start selling it on my Super Mike channel. But I'm trying to show you that the sooner you become aware of something and put it into action, the more powerful you'll become. So the one that sooner knows is more at an advantage. A lot of times we suffer because we don't have the vision to see things further down the line. I was on my way here and I was on Mike Live and I was talking about how my brothers and I didn't have the vision of seeing our parents get older. Now, my father is 86 years young. He is a twice cancer survivor. He's in the middle of being restored. He was on chemotherapy. You know, chemo kind of burns up the good cells and the bad cells. And so I'm always anointing his brain and laying oil on him and speaking to the brain cells so that no Parkinson sets in, neither does dementia sets in, that his brain cells operate perfectly and no plaque builds up between the cells. See, I know all this because I read and I study, and this stuff that's in my book. And I've learned that if you don't take authority over your brain cell, it just grow any way it wants. You got to talk to it, and you got to get outside on some vitamin D. I'm going to share some principles to you. I'm also believing God for the restoration of my mother-in-law, who sits in a wheelchair, for her to get her full extremities back, both legs and both arms, because when she gets healed, my wife gets healed. Y'all get that next week. And so, when stress is there and stress is not managed properly, it can affect the brain. It affects everything. And so when David lost all that stuff at the battle at Ziklag, he was in a spirit of depression. But he encouraged himself in the Lord, and then he asked for the ephod from the priest. And when he put it on, he began to ask the Lord, "Shall I pursue? Will I overcome?" And the Lord spoke back to him and said, "Yes, you will pursue, you will overcome, and you will recover all." And so that ePod allowed him to, I believe, focus on the task at hand of hearing God's voice. Because when you are emotionally shattered or you're scared or afraid, it's sometimes difficult to detect the voice of God speaking into your ear gates. And so David calmed himself down by encouraging himself in the Lord and able to listen to God, give him specific directions. See, when I go to God and ask God to help me, God gives me some specifics. He said, challenge the folk to buy 500 books. That's what God tells me, you know, challenge them. And I listen to what God's saying. I pursue what God told me to say. And I wouldn't give a rat's behind what people thought about me. I wouldn't care if God told me to go sit next to Donald Trump, sit in his lap. I sit in Donald Trump's lap. And I look him in his face and I prophesy to him. So I'm not moved by political parties and tell me what I can and cannot do. Because I believe when I come in the room, I persuade and I change people. People don't change me. So that's why sometimes you got to make sure you connect to the Holy Spirit, man, because political party will take you off. Even social media is dangerous. Even church folk don't even know how to pray for people in authority. They just go around rehearsing what people say on TV and radio, but they have no understanding of the kingdom. Good afternoon, Melissa Collins and Tia Short. Cross. God bless. I love that name, Short Cross. God bless you, Tia. Is it Tia? How you spell it? Taira. Short Cross. God bless you. And Taira, I need you to purchase a book. Could you purchase one book? Melissa Collins, thank you. And so that's why, amen, I know that's right, sir. So you got to be very careful how not to let people get into your ear gates. So I'm going to give you warning. I'm going to show you some health techniques, this stuff that's in my book. But I'm going to go from the biblical point of view. I'm going to show you something. Go to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read out this Bible, of course, which is the King James Version, red letter edition. Hello, Barbara Morrison. Need your support. Can you purchase the book for Pastor McDuffie? One book, Barbara Morrison. Need you to buy a book. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1. After God begins to have what I call this heavenly conversation with this thing upcoming on the earth called man, he begins to tell man he's going to bless them and have them multiply and dominate the earth. But 29, 30, and 31 is the three verses I want to look at today. And this points to a couple of chapters that's in my book, Might 120, and the Super Might chapter, which are my health and nutrition chapter. And the Super Might chapter, I deal with products that I think that the body needs to stay healthy. And Super Might is a drink I came up with that purges the body, that maximizes your mucus level and don't allow it be too much that your body can fight off sicknesses and diseases. And I give this as someone personally just giving their opinion. I'm not a doctor, not a physician, not a counselor. I give you just my opinion. I got to put that out there. Verse 29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb. Look at this, y'all. I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. So your seed on the tree and the herb and stuff on the tree and on the vine, it becomes your meat. And I also think nothing wrong with the word meat, okay? I think that God is pointing something out. Before man even arrives on the planet Earth in Genesis chapter 2, spiritually, in his DNA, in the coding system, God is already connecting male and female to the power, what they need to eat to stay alive. And he's talking about stuff on the tree, stuff on the vine, herbs, which represents pulse and vegetables. This stuff is already listed in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. So for those of you who don't like vegetables, don't like fruit, you sound ignorant. You better find a way to like it, better cast the devil off of it, because your body stands in great need of fruits and vegetables. It needs it to live. It needs it to survive. Now, keep in mind in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29, 30, and 31, this is before the fall, before the earth comes under a curse. This is the earth in its perfect, in its unsinful form, that he says, get those fruits, get those vegetables, get those pulse, and get it into your body. And it seems to connect right after verse 28. And it says, and the Lord blessed them. This is the male and the female in the third heaven before they get a physical body. I think he's coding this into their spiritual DNA. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, he's having a conversation with them before they leave the third heaven. They're going to show up in the first heaven in Genesis chapter 1. He says, be full of fruit. I need you to multiply. I need you to replenish the earth I'm sending you to, and I need you to subdue it, which means to bring it under dominion, bring it under management, bring it under proper management. And through that, you're going to have dominion over the fish, over the fowl, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. He told that to mankind. We were not supposed to dominate each other, but everything else outside of mankind, we're supposed to dominate. So God wanted this people to be dominators, okay? Then he starts talking about health and nutrition in verse 29. So what good is it to dominate, have economic development, and build all these great buildings, but you suffer from cancer and heart attacks and high blood pressure? You got to regulate. The greatest level of wealth is your health. So two chapters that's in my book, 177 Laws of Might, deal with health and nutrition. So what you put in your body, what you digest when it comes to physical food, and what you drink as far as your liquid, makes a big deal to your mind and to your body. Now, the further off you can see in your vision determines the power of your storm. Now, one of the things I mentioned on my show as I was coming here on Might Live, I mentioned about Superstorm Sandy, which actually dropped down to about 70 miles per hour when it came into the New Jersey area. But even though it was not an official hurricane, it was a superstorm because of all of its accommodating factors. And because the eye of this storm was so wide, it was over 1,100 miles wide. It was also very deep and full of density of water, 24.46 millibars. So it was very deep underneath with water, very deep at the bottom and very wide at the sides. So when you bring something that wide and deep, it comes into an area, it turns an area upside down. So my question is, Barbara Morris, and my question is, Tawny McLean Divine, how deep and wide are you? Listen to me. How deep are you, or how wide are you, or are you just shallow? Or you go with the wind? Every time you're in someone's conversation, they start saying something negative, you join right in with the conversation. Every time someone says go left, you go left. Every time someone go right, you go right. You have no standards. You're not able to stand. You're not able to say things like this. I heard what you say, but I disagree with you. I'm going to give my point of view. I know you want me to pull that guy down. I'm not going to pull that guy down. I'm going to talk well of him, but I'm going to tell you what we can do to help make the situation better. See, when you got a very deep and wide understanding, you're not moved by people's opinions. Nothing's worse, President Lolita Leary, who tell you that stuff can't be done, stuff can't be accomplished, because they're not deep, they're not wide enough. So one of the things that I've seen people talk about is money and prosperity and getting property and becoming great in this and great in that. And then when you go to the doctor, they notice there's a knot on your chest. They notice that your high blood your pressure is high. They notice you're pre-diabetic. They notice that your hair is falling out. So you got your mind so focused on physical wealth, but your health is deteriorating. What makes more sense? You got to find something to change your health around. So you got to pull back and focus more on your health, which is your number one wealth. So that's why I put two chapters in my book on health and wealth. One called Might 120, which is the drink I call the Purger, which you need to drink over 120 days straight, two times a day, and start to exercise. And then I deal with some Might products, which I call my Super Might chapter, that we need to get in our system that gives us strength and muscle and build us in such a way we don't look our age. So when you're 55, you look 35. Hello, somebody. So you got to understand these are things that you take heed to. Now, what's going to make the difference is how long it takes you to take heed to something. And this is what sometimes is the matter of life and death for some people, because you can't tell them nothing. Hard-headed. Ignorance is you don't know and no one can tell you so. I'm going to say it again. Here's my meaning of the word ignorance. You think you know and you don't know and no one can tell you so. Let me say it again. You think you know and you don't know and no one can tell you so. You ever met these kids or these children, parents, where you trying to train and teach them about staying out late at night, being in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging out with the wrong people, and they think they know? They don't know. They don't know, but they think they know, and you can't tell them so. And that's where ignorance destroys us. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people, watch this, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. For when I offered knowledge, they rejected it. That's the next verse. We always quote 4:6, but look at verse 4:7. I gave you knowledge. I tried to bring corrective measure. I tried to warn you. I tried to point out things, but you reject it. You put your hands up. I don't want to listen to it. So sometimes a rebellious person is dangerous because no one can talk to them. I was with one of my customers in my limousine service, right? And he told me that his wife was a school teacher. Or he told me that his friend, which is a male, was a school teacher. And he says he's been dealing with urban education for a while, but sometimes he found it discouraging because the people are just so hard-headed and you just can't get them to listen. And I shared a story, which I believe is going to be in my book, about how when I became a teacher at school 6, Dr. Fulmore allow me to take over a classroom at school 6. This was, dang, my God, I forgot. It's probably close to 14, 15 years ago. And I became a substitute teacher at school 6. And they probably gave me 16 of what they call Freddy Krueger kids in the building. 16 of them. But guess what? The laws that's in my book, 177 Laws of Might, I learned a lot of them laws by taking care of this class. Now, keep this in mind. About 15 years ago, probably 14, 15 years ago, I was having a problem with my throat. I had nodules growing in my throat. And the throat doctor took an x-ray and he showed me how my throat was closing up. And if I don't take care of it, I'll be completely without a throat. I couldn't talk. Now, if I can't talk, I can't live, because I live by my vocal cord. All right. So they said to me, you're going to have to get a throat operation. And they showed me the picture, they showed me the nodular, and they say, we have to put you to sleep, and we got to send a laser beam down your throat, and we got to zap it off, all right? Now, this was the information given me, all right? This was the information given me. I'm writing these things down because sometimes I forget about all these testimonies. And at this time, the Mighty Sons of God Church, we were doing outreach out in the street, and I was using my throat to shout and scream, not knowing I was damaging my vocal cords. Why? Because I was lacking knowledge on how to take care of my vocal cords. All right. Now, I got the operation done. And then when I came out the operation, I remember I had to go to vocal training. And I was taught how to use my diaphragm to speak and not use the power of my throat. So I went through weeks of therapy how to talk. But this was the thing that was deep. When I came out the operation, I was given a law. And this was the law. Watch the law. You just had a very tedious throat operation on your vocal cords. We don't want you to scar them. So what we want you to do, we need you to remain quiet for 1 week. Now watch this. We want you to keep your mouth closed for 1 week. We don't want you to talk. They gave me a 7-day fast. Boy, that was the roughest 7 days, Principal Lolita in 20. Ooh. And Tuesday night came for us to hit the street. And you know, I had my white t-shirt on, my little white bandana. And Benjamin Collins took a towel and rolled it up, white towel, and put it in my mouth and said, anytime you want to talk, bite on it. So he gave me wisdom based on the knowledge that I received. And I was aware, watch this, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I was aware of the situation. I wasn't going to be ignorant, take the information, reject it. But I heard it and I embraced it. So I got the wisdom how to protect my throat. So I took the towel, bit it. And while we're dancing outside to the music, I'm biting the towel dancing, but I couldn't talk. And stuff I wanted to get done, I had to write it down and give it to Jamie, give it to one of my elders, and they had to say it out loud. But I kept on doing outreach ministry. I was such a determined and still a determined man. So here was the thing I communicated to people. You can have knowledge presented to you and don't embrace it, and it will destroy you. You can have knowledge presented to you and you don't embrace it, and it can destroy you. Someone says knowledge is power, and I agree to that to a certain extent. But sometimes knowledge can be frustrating. To know something and don't know how to change it could be bad. Here's knowledge. The white men through black men trick black men to get on the ship to be transferred from West Africa to American soil to become cargo, become property for the building of North America. Now, I know that is to be truth. That's knowledge. But if that's all I have now is frustration, and all I have is my attitude against the white man. But I don't only have knowledge. I have what you call wisdom, which means God gives me a system so that through my knowledge, I can take the wisdom keys and overcome the opposition. See, that's the key to having wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because he that only has knowledge has frustration. But if you got wisdom and awareness, oh my God, you can overcome it regardless of the situation, regardless of the white man with blue eyes or the black man with black skin, or whether I'm too short, too fat, too this, too that. Anyone with strong faith, anyone with the right training can overcome. I'm a firm believer. It doesn't mean we overlook the issue. It doesn't mean we don't express what we feel, but we don't make the excuses of staying behind the eight ball. Knowledge plus wisdom and understanding is power. Now, and I watch this in Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read it from the Hebrew Greek Bible. And I got only less than 5 minutes. In Genesis chapter 1, and it starts at verse 29. Through verse 31 out the Hebrew Greek Bible says it like this: I have given you every herb bearing seeding and seed, which is upon the face of the earth and on every tree. So we're supposed to eat the fruit from the earth, vine, from the vine, and also from the tree. In the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seeding seed. To you it shall be for meat or for food. Are you see that? And the amazing thing is, in my book, 177 Laws of Might, I talk about herbs, I talk about pulse, I talk about vegetables, I talk about the right type of meat, all right? There's a type of meat I don't think we eat enough of, which is quail meat. Quail meat is more healthier than chicken. Isn't it funny when the folks cried out in the wilderness about something to eat, God blew in quail meat. What is it about quail meat we need to study and understand? And I did some study on it. Quail meat and quail eggs are healthier, are more dense and nutritional value than chicken. So your food is based on your cultural surrounding. You know, so when people mention quail, they say, what's that? You know why they say, what's that? Because you never ate it. So why would God use quail meat? Why would God talk about sweet water? Why would God talk about, because there are things and principles that knowledge is supposed to present that we're supposed to take heed to. Now, listen, I got to begin to close. Now, one more time, we're in the middle of our book challenge, and that's, of course, 177 Laws of Might. I got a book for sale, $25, and some can buy one, some can buy 10 copies. I need you to go to the Cash App and support Pastor McDuffie. Whoever posted on here today, you'll get a personal text from Pastor Mike or an inbox message asking you to support Pastor Mike. I'm pushing 500 books. 120 have already been pre-sold. Here's an announcement. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but we're supposed to have an outreach program by 7-Eleven on 29th Street and Route 20. We're partnering with the fire department, the Mighty Sons of God Church, Pastor Worship Clergy on Fire, and we're getting ready for people to take the fireman's test, 18 to 35 years old. We're going to shut a whole block down. I'm coming out to preach to the community. I do invite the Pastor Police Department, Ceasefire, the Sheriff Department, Of course, Brian McDermott, high honor to him, the chief of police, Chief Fryer, not Chief Fryer, Troy, Chief Troy, glory be to God, he can come too, both can come. Speziel, Mayor Sayer, come out and let's be a part of this program Sunday, which is tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. If it rains, we'll do it the following Sunday because we're getting out to do what we got to do. Now, listen, for the rest of this day, I'll be challenging you to become a part of what I'm doing. Get this book. Order it. I need Barbara Morrison to help me, Tawny to help me, Principal Alita. Come on, buy two or three books. Anastasia, love that name. Please support me. McDuffie, I got to go. Thank you for listening, of course, to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We'll come back next Saturday at 2 o'clock to the Mike Radio Show. Got to go. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.